The GLM team just published GLM 5.3's weights and says it delivers a 50% improvement on their in-house code benchmark. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 30th, 2026. That release raises immediate questions about capability, openness, and whether putting powerful weights in the wild is a net win. Short item 1. People are spotting short videos that look like apps made by Astra on Twitter, and a post in the Singularity community with nearly 200 upvotes pointed to the clips and a rumor that testers could see a wider release next week. The evidence is thin. The original poster even cautioned about video quality and labeled the timeline as speculative. But the practical point is straightforward. Leaking tester footage often forces competitors and developers to recalibrate product plans and fans to speculate about privacy and data use. Watch this, because pre-release leaks tend to accelerate expectation cycles faster than official roadmaps can manage. Short item 2. The OpenClaw community is buzzing about a possible 2.0 drop after a thread asking OpenClaw 2.0 this week drew a dozen plus comments debating release candidates and migration pain. That's small project drama with real effects. Even a minor breaking change in a community tool can trigger coordinated testing, immediate forks, and a wave of compatibility warnings for downstream users. If you run tooling that depends on OpenClaw, treat this as a heads up. Expect a flurry of upgrade notes and test runs if 2.0 ships.
The biggest technical story today is the GLM 5.3 weights being made public. That matters beyond model fans because the authors say it improves coding and long horizon tasks dramatically while still being runnable locally. To be concrete, the GLM team claims a 50% leap over GLM 5.2 on their in-house Z.AI codebench, and they report state competitive scores on named public suites like Terminal Bench 3.0 and Agent's Last Exam. They also disclosed a troubling but important detail. As they scaled post-training, cyber capability developed faster than we expected, and in public evaluation, the model more than doubles GLM 5.2 on exploitation benchmarks. Those are not throwaway lines. They're admissions that capability and misuse risk moved in step during development. Why the weights matter in practice? When model parameters are public, you can run the exact same system locally, without an API gate or commercial terms. The GLM team shipped recipes and multi-framework support, VLLM, transformers, XLLM, and others, so researchers, startups, and hobbyists can deploy this code-capable model into private labs and product experiments without cloud costs. That's a win for reproducibility and decentralization. It democratizes research that used to be possible only at big labs with huge compute budgets. But decentralization is also why the community reaction is mixed. In the Singularity thread, commenters celebrated open access for research and tooling, and they flagged the practical upside of letting small teams run large context windows locally. Others pushed back hard on security. If a model is demonstrably better at vulnerability discovery and exploitation tasks, releasing weights that double previous performance prompts real safety questions.
The GLM team didn't ignore that. Their paper and release notes include defensive measures, whitelists and evaluation, anti-cheat mechanisms, and narrower test constraints. But those are mitigations, not eliminations. When a model shows measurable gains on exploitation benchmarks, you have to ask what prevents a well-resourced actor from retraining or fine-tuning locally with intent to weaponize. Practically, the risk surface changes. Safeguards that worked when models were behind APIs, rate limits, abuse detection, contractual controls, are less effective when anyone can spin up the same weights under their own roof. That connects directly to a second, operationally urgent story: how teams actually control what autonomous agents can access. As developers plug models like GLM 5.3 into agents that can browse, run code, or interact with APIs, the question stops being theoretical and starts being about real permissions and secrets. A recent AI agents discussion boiled down to a familiar engineering principle: grant only the minimum necessary abilities. The community converged on a small toolkit of controls that should be table stakes: sandboxing, network isolation, scoped API keys, allow lists and denial lists, human-in-the-loop approvals for sensitive actions, and continuous logging and auditing.
Those aren't just checklist items. They change architecture.
For example, commenters recommended routing external service calls through a backend proxy that holds credentials and issues ephemeral scope tokens to agents only when a specific task requires them. That pattern stops long-lived keys from being embedded in client code and gives you a revocation point when an agent misbehaves. People named Practical Systems, HashiCorp Vault, AWS Secrets Manager, HWM Security Modules, and the trade-off for Clear, enterprise solutions offer rotation and auditing, but they add cost and complexity. Environment variables are better than hard coding, but far from sufficient. Putting these two threads together, powerful open weights on one hand and the messy reality of agent permissions on the other, suggests a tight, concrete problem for teams building with modern models. First, capability accelerates. Better coding models are better at finding bugs, generating exploits, and automating behaviors. Second, attack services proliferate. More capable models get stitched into agents that have real-world APIs, files, and accounts. You only need a single failure mode, a badly scoped T, an overbroad plugin, a permissive proxy, for a local deployment to cause outsized harm. So what do responsible practitioners actually do? The community emphasizes layered defenses, not a single silver bullet. Start with capability containment. Run untrusted or new models in air-gapped or heavily sandboxed environments. Use micro VMs or containerized sandboxes that limit network egress by default and only open named endpoints through narrow proxies. Second, apply principle of least privilege to API credentials. Never ship long-term keys and agents. Use ephemeral tokens with minimal scopes. Rotate aggressively and log every request with immutable audit trails. Third, instrument behavior. Put a verifier in front of any action that changes state, the kind of verifier the Coding Arena project uses to judge agent output. Automated verifiers can block unsafe code deployments or flag sensitive API calls for human review. That Coding Arena is worth a quick mention because it illustrates how communities are building practical transparency into agent evaluation. Someone built a spectator-friendly 1v1 system where coding agents, two different models, compete inside a sandbox. A verifier checks correctness, and viewers see a live win probability. The creator's goal is bring your own model evaluation. Anyone can plug in their model and run a fair, reproducible match. That sort of infrastructure matters because bench numbers often hide real differences in iteration, debugging, and safety. Watching a head-to-head live with deterministic verifiers and clear scoring surfaces failure modes that offline metrics miss. And there's a complementary set of tools emerging for designers and testers. Open source utilities that feed UI adjustments to agents in real time, letting non-devs nudge behavior through sliders and toggles. Those UI agent feedback loops help teams prototype safer defaults and make behavior more predictable, which is important when a model's internal reasoning can be opaque. Combine that with the tester practices from device labs, tag tests, orchestrate selection so CI runs the right subset, and avoid end-to-end sprawl, and you get an operational playbook. Isolate capability, limit access, and iterate on controls with real users. All of which leads to a governance question that came up in the broader community. How do you balance openness with responsibility? The GLM release shows both sides of that argument. Open weights accelerate research, allow reproducibility, and democratize innovation, but they also lower the barrier for misuse. Some suggestions from the Reddit threads were practical and immediate. For instance, release checkpoints with graduated access, require institutional attestations for certain license tiers, or accompany weights with runbooks that detail safe deployment patterns. Others pushed for more structural controls, coordinated vulnerability disclosure for model behaviors, centralized registries of known bad fine-tunes, and community red teams that can test exploitability before broad release. None of those fixes are perfect. Attestations and runbooks rely on compliance, and registries assume participation. Red teaming helps, but cannot exhaust the attack surface. The more important shift is cultural. Researchers and maintainers must stop treating release as a vanity milestone and treat it as an operations handoff.
Publishing weights should come with shipping safety defaults, clear mitigation recipes, and accessible tool chains for secure deployment, not just a tarball and a paper. A final practical detail worth underscoring, the GLM team baked a reasoning underscore effort control into their release, which lets users trade speed for depth during inference. That is interesting because it points to another axis of mitigation, capability controls at runtime. If you can dial a model's reasoning intensity down for exploratory tasks and only dial up for vetted, monitored production work, you get a form of operational throttling. It's not a security panacea, but it's a lever that product teams can add to permissioning and auditing. To summarize this deep thread without sounding like a checklist, the technology frontier is moving from "can we build it?" to "how do we run it safely?" Open weights like GLM 5.3 push capability into the hands of more people, which is good for progress, but demands better operational hygiene, scoped credentials, sandboxing, verifiers, and UI-level controls. The community tools we saw this week, the coding arena, the UI adjustment utility, and the emerging OpenClaw upgrade chatter, all point to a maturing ecosystem. Teams are not just inventing capability, they're inventing the guardrails and the playbooks for safe use. That matters because real incidents don't care whether something was published with good intentions. They exploit the weakest operational link.
If you care about running agents or deploying advanced models, there are three tangible next steps. 1. Treat any new weight as untrusted until it lives behind a hardened proxy in a verifier. 2. Rework secrets so no agent ever holds long-lived keys. And 3. Build observable verifiers that can assess and reject destructive outputs before they hit production systems. Those actions move you from hope to habit. And in a world where models improve fast, habit is the best immediate defense. If powerful open weights are the new normal, then the question isn't whether to use them, it's which containment strategy you're prepared to adopt. This is Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.